reason, because of Arkansas Razorbacks, I know their freshman team is called the Shoats.
No kidding, I didn't know that.
Right, and so I know it's Arkansas? Right. I know it's somehow related to a pig or a Razorback.
Okay.
So,
right.
That's the only way I know what a Shoat is.
That's about what I know about Shoats too. okay. If it had pigs, where would it keep pigs?
The pig pen.
Okay. Would a pig pen have any kind of shelter or roof or anything like that over it, or would it just?
I would say it probably would.
Okay. What would you call a place near the barn where you might just let cows, horses, so on just walk around? Is that what the corral's for, or is that?
No, that.
What's it?
That's just. I don't have a name for it. Just out in the open.
Okay, is that it's not fenced?
No, it's not fenced. Okay. Well, we fenced off the different crops. I mean, we didn't want them getting in the corn. We'd keep them in the grazing pasture where they graze. Yeah. We didn't want to get them in the maize and eat the maize because that's what we harvested. We just keep them separated by fences. Yeah. Wherever, and we just move them around wherever we want them to graze.
Mm-hmm.
After we finish harvesting the maize, then we just let them in there and let them eat the stalks,
uh-huh.
The remainder of it.
Yeah.
Once we got the seed.
Yeah. What did you use the corral for other than just to doctor them and send them to the chute?
Whenever we took them to slaughter. We'd load them up, we'd back the pickup up to the entrance of the chute, and then we just channel them through there, load them on the trailer or on the pickup.
Uh-huh. You load them on a pickup?
Mm-hmm.
How many could you get in the pickup?
That's just if we're going to take a cow and a calf.
Oh, yeah.
We load them.
Where did the chute open out into?
Just out into the open. I mean, just large area. I mean, it wasn't fenced.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Used to be, people didn't have refrigerators and stuff. They would keep their milk and butter, like, in a cool stream or in a cool place under a tree or something like that. Have you ever heard a name for a place like that where you keep milk and butter?
No.
Okay. What do you call the besides the brand name, what would you call the milk company in the city?
Milk, a dairy company.
Okay. They ever raise cotton down there?
Yes. Sure did.
Tell me about the work that's involved in raising cotton.
Well, you just you plant it, and then of course you have to fertilize and spray for bugs, and then when it's time you pick it or pull it. You can either pick it or pull it. Either one. Picking it is you pick the cotton out of the pod. I don't know what you call that thing. You just pick it out. Pulling, you just pull the whole thing off. The term escapes me what that pod is called. But
yeah, you pull the whole
ball off.
The stalk, off stalk?
No, it's just the ball off of the stalk, yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay, yeah.
Because the cotton is within this ball.
Uh-huh.
And if you pick it, you just pick it out of there. That's picking cotton.
Uh-huh.
Pulling cotton is pulling the whole thing.
Uh-huh. Okay, I didn't know that. Well, did y'all do it by machine or by hand?
Hand.
Did you ever do it?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Sometimes